Manu Patra alerts dated 8 August 2019. Supreme Court has said that there will be no urgent hearing on the two petitions by political analyst Tej Singh Poonawalla and advocate ML Sharma against the government measures with respect to Jammu and Kashmir. Supreme Court has rejected a petition moved by a Delhi woman, who is being prosecuted for allegedly posting videos containing derogatory statements against Sikhism and Sikh gurus. The court reproached Sakshi Bhardwaj for trying to involve the whole world in her petition and asked her to face the investigation. Apex Court has asked the Nirmohi Akhada as to whether it has any revenue records and oral evidence to establish its possession over the Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid disputed site in Ayodhya. Supreme Court has observed that the burden of proof imposed on the prosecution in a criminal case cannot be hinged on whether the accused has adopted a strong defense. Supreme Court has observed that a fall in the business cannot be a reason for default in the payment of rent. The court was considering an appeal filed by the Chandigarh administration to its allottee. Supreme Court has quashed general court-martial proceedings against a serving colonel in the light of its September 2018 judgment that extinguished adultery as an offence under the Indian Penal Code, 1860. This has resulted in ending a provision which allowed army personnel to be prosecuted for adultery. Supreme Court has ruled that if a rightful owner of an immovable property fails to take action to get back possession within the limitation period, then his rights are lost and person in possession acquires an absolute title. The court, however, held that no benefit of adverse possession should be given to people who encroached upon public land. Apex Court has observed that though the magistrate is not bound to grant consent to a victim to conduct prosecution at the mere asking, but the victim has the right to help the court in a trial before the magistrate. Bombay High Court has directed an employer to pay gratuity to an employee as well as reiterated that gratuity of an employee cannot be forfeited under Clause B of Subsection 6 of Section 4 of the Payment of Gratuity Act, 1972, unless his services were terminated. Delhi High Court has sought a reply from the AAP government and the Chief Secretary on a contempt plea alleging failure to initiate the process of recruitment of special educators for disabled children in government schools. Delhi High Court has asked the AAP government to indicate steps it has taken to fill the vacancies in the fire department, which, according to a plea, is facing a manpower crunch due to more than 1,500 vacancies. Patna High Court has questioned the government over delay in finalizing the amendments to the Drugs and Cosmetics Rules, 1945, by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare that would set the conditions and rules for pharma companies to conduct business in the country. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi Police Commissioner to explain why Urdu or Persian terms are used in an FIR when the same are not used by the complainant. Uttarakhand High Court has rejected the pleas of former Chief Ministers Bhagat Singh Koshyari and Vijay Bahuguna seeking review of its order to the state government to recover from market rate rents from them for overstaying in their official bungalows. The court turned down their pleas, saying they are devoid of merit and not legally sustainable. Kerala High Court has declined to stay a magistrate court order granting bail to Sriram Venkitaraman, the suspended IAS officer accused of killing a journalist in a road accident in Thiruvananthapuram. Bombay High Court has temporarily stayed the demotion of 63 income tax officials belonging to the Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribe communities whose promotion in 2012-2013 had been reversed by an order of the Central Administrative Tribunal in 2017. Rajya Sabha has passed the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill, 2019. This bill seeks to increase the number of Supreme Court judges from the present 30 to 33 with a view to reducing pendency of cases.